This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Suicide is a word loaded with emotion and touches many families throughout the country. It's the 11th leading cause of death in Louisiana and the third leading cause of death for ages 15 to 34. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. The Hope Walks Here Suicide Prevention Walk is on the ULM campus coming up Saturday, April 13th at 8 a.m. at the ULM Activity Center, working to raise awareness about suicide prevention. Amanda Coker is the walk chair and also an adjunct faculty member in the Kitty DeGree School of Nursing. Amanda Coker, what got you involved in a walk to prevent suicide?
Well, I became passionate about suicide awareness because I've lost my brother to suicide in 2010. I realized there was just not enough awareness in this area, so I contacted the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and talked to them about starting a walk in this area. The reason it's needed so bad is that Louisiana has a higher than average, national average suicide rate. One person dies by suicide every 13 hours in the state of Louisiana.
Wow. Wow. So what are some of the other kinds of things that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does? How does this fit in with their goals?
So their goal is for advocacy for suicide prevention, to bring suicide prevention to the schools. They offer two different walks. One's a campus walk and one's a community walk. We're doing a campus walk here, and the funds raised from this event could bring other programs to the school, such as Safe Talks, where people are taught how to speak to someone who may be suffering and contemplating suicide. They also have training videos that they can show to different students showing the life of someone that is depressed or has suicidal thoughts.
And from the support side, support for survivors of suicide or people who've lost a loved one, they also have some work there as well.
I just signed up to be a member of the SOP program, which is the Survivor Outreach Program. And that is where if someone contacts the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in this area and says, I lost my brother to suicide and I just really need someone to talk to, then they would contact me and ask me to reach out to that person. And so that way you can talk to someone that has had a similar loss than you and really understand a little bit better how to navigate this difficult journey.
And that's a regional reach out? So you'd be putting in touch with somebody in Louisiana?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They try to put you in the same area. So the more people that sign up to do this, it is a trained program. You go through some training and an interview to make sure that you're a good candidate in where you are with your loss to help others with their loss.
So what happens at the event itself? It's a walk. It's at the Activity Center. How does this go together? It's a free event.
It is a free event. We encourage everybody to come up. But, of course, we are trying to raise funds for this cause also. We don't want it to be intimidating. It's just a two-mile walk, so it's nothing really long. But we will incorporate a memorial activity into it, as well as explain some further suicide statistics for our area.
Amanda Coker is the walk chair for the Hope Walks Here Suicide Prevention Walk coming up on April 13th. That's a Saturday at 8 a.m. at the ULM Activity Center. More information and registration at afsp.org/ULM. Amanda, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.